said in there, you said, it was really good. Self-worth is feeling you are a good person who deserves self-respect. And that rang so true to me because last week, my powerful question of the day was, can I respect myself today by self-care? I wrote that to myself every day and I thought, oh my gosh, I think I might be getting it.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It really is amazing. And so
what did you do for yourself last week?
I drank all of my water.
Good.
No eating after 8 p.m.
Yes.
And I went to bed by 11. Now, I wasn't perfect on the 11 thing. Sometimes it might have been 11:30, but it's way better than what I was doing.
Okay.
And so how I accomplished that was keeping a big purple water jar at my desk, because I work from home also, by eating dinner by 6, so that I could have a little snack by 8 if I needed it. Mm-hmm. And then I could have that 3 hours of no eating, you know, at nighttime. And then also creating a quiet lights out and no devices for 1 hour before I go to bed. So that was my self-care. And so it was really interesting to me that you said that about self-worth because it was about respect. And I had wrote that about myself. Do I respect myself enough that I'm going to give myself this care? Because I'm kind of like the lady with the purple hair right before me, where I'm in a semi-similar circumstance where I'm caring for a lot of other people. I have a disabled husband with blindness, and I do the very same thing that she does. I have to take care of him. What about these kids? What about my job? What about every, plus I'm a nurse, everything else, right? Yeah. And so it's really easy to fall into that. It's a trap. It's what you talked about was habitual thinking. And breaking that. And so, but when I listen to that, there's three things: learning from my past. But here's the thing. You said the past are facts.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to go back to the past over and over and over again. I can never like leave it and say the past is the past. So now we're going forward.
So learn from it and tell me one small thing from the past that you go and put on repeat.
Probably difficulties with my spouse.
I need a fact. That's not a fact. Difficulties with my spouse. No.
Okay.
We throw that away. That's a thought.
Okay.
Thought about the past. Give me something from your past with your husband that you think is a difficulty.
Probably infidelity.
Okay. So cheated on you, right? Okay. So what can we learn from that?
Well, I went through some personal counseling about this issue, but I cannot control others, first of all.
Yeah, that's a really good lesson.
Yeah. And so it that came to me, but not instantly, not without beating myself up first over it for several years.
Okay, so and the second thing you learned, that the next time something happens that you view shouldn't happen, you don't need to beat yourself up. You did that for years.
I did.
Now, here's the thing. You got to quit going back there. Like, tell me how it serves you to go back and think about, you're staying with him, I guess. You're taking care of him and he's blind.
Yes. Yes. And so here's the thing is that it prevents me from going forward.
No, it doesn't prevent you from going forward. You can still go forward.
Okay.
You're just going to go forward painfully.
Yeah. I
just want you to understand that you going back to the past, you thinking about that infidelity and all that shit.
Yes.
You can still do just fine moving forward and bring your albatross along with you. You're just choosing not to.
Okay.
You're using that as your excuse to not go forward. It's a big difference between it's preventing me. Oh no, that would be all my fault again. Because I keep going back there.
Right.
What does that prevent you from going forward? Like, what is it preventing you from doing?
Because always thinking about it or focusing on it, mm-hmm. that it doesn't allow me the emotional space, thought, feelings, time to do the things that I wrote down here on my paper about respecting myself, going to bed, drinking the water, not eating. Like, I don't.
So what you want to separate out in your brain, this will help you put the past to bed. Okay. Like, past, you get to come along with me because we're going to take care of ourselves and we're going to do it despite our bullshit thinking about the past. Like, okay. this is a non-negotiable. The past can't prevent it and all this other stuff. Here's what can happen though. I can do self-care because I'm worthy, or I can do self-care because I think I'm unworthy because of my past. That's my options now. One feels a much better and easier.
Yes. True.
I mean, I want you to think about the infidelity and how much of a story you have around it. It's like, that happened, and now you're cheating on yourself.
You know what? I actually said that to a work friend of mine. I said, because I've heard you say that many times, how I cheated on myself.
Yeah, like, you're sneaking around, not doing your self-care.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's true. It's so true. Absolutely. And so I actually try and talk to myself about that. Honestly, I do. The other thing I found, Corinne, is that I'm catching myself now at times. I had to write this down. I am catching myself in thoughts, and I'm starting to change them in the moment. So,
bingo. Yes. Yeah. That is exactly what we want to get to, because this is why I love that you pointed out, because what most people think is like, I feel so terrible and I keep thinking these things. Just give me those thoughts that are going to somehow, I guess, erase, like magic eraser, everything that I've ever thought before. It's like, no, that's not how it works. It works like this. The more you keep working on thinking about something different, the more your brain starts wanting to bring it in. But it takes a long time. And you're going to hold space for both at the same time. It's like in the beginning. I used this example the other day. I'm so glad you brought this up. You're a good call. In the very beginning, you have like, I want you guys to think, this is like my left hand here. This is the negative thoughts. They're going to be way up here. And then you're going to have all these positive ones. They're going to be way down here. And you're going to think them. But these are going to feel like the ones that are rising to the top all the time. And these are just like, come on, I'm unearthing you. I feel like I'm digging you out of a cave to find you. And they keep coming. And eventually they start evening out to where these are still coming. These are coming in about the same time. And you're starting to believe both. Like for a while, the bad ones, you always believe these are the fake ones. But you can't quit thinking these just because you don't believe them yet. Your brain has to like get to the point, you're like, okay, so which one are we going with? That's about the time when people quit. It's right when your brain is arguing with itself because it doesn't know who it is anymore. It really knew who it was when it was a piece of shit. And that felt very comfortable. It may not feel good, but your brain, it's easy for it to do that. And it knows that there's cookies and candy and treats involved on this side. So then you get to the middle and your brain is like, I don't even know what to do. Here's what I do know. I think this stuff, you keep telling me this, and we don't have food. And it freaks out. And that is about the time you guys will quit. And then you go right back to just thinking your old shit all the time again and proving that you're a failure. But if you stay steady, then all of a sudden these thoughts start coming in more, and the things that you're doing for yourself feel so much better and so much easier that these guys, they start just like, they come up every now and then, but they're like a shock to your system. You're like, where'd that come from? And you don't even believe it, and it'll stick out like a sore thumb. It'll just be there, but you won't care that it's there. And I think that's where you're at. It's like you've just been a really good example of someone who's sitting there reminding yourself this new stuff, and then you started acting like the new person to boot, and your brain's like, holy fuck, what are we doing? So you know what it's doing? It's going to the past. It's like, this always works. Let's just go get the past.
Right.
Yeah, that's the surefire way to hang on to this negative thinking. And you're going to have to do the same thing. And just be like, nope, not thinking about that. Nope, not worth it.
Well, it's like what you said about your brain always goes to try and find the evidence that it's looking for to justify what you're thinking. I'm like, oh, that just makes sense. And I was in the tribe for a while, and he kept talking about thoughts. I'm like, thoughts? We need a meal plan. What are you talking about, thoughts? And finally, I just kept seeing people have success. And I'm like, I better pay attention because this thought thing means something. So I just kept listening and coming back and listening sometimes to the same podcast over and over again, whatever the particular thing that, you know, was interesting to me. And I'm like, I started to get it. Yeah. Like I'm in that, like I'm just now like getting it. So thank you.
One thing I would love for you to do with your past is go back to it. And I want you I want you to write two different things about it. This is not necessarily writing your past. This is a different spin. I want you to write the story you tell yourself now and how it affects you today.
Okay.
Like the one of like, it prevents me from things. Then I want you to go and I want you to say like, okay, but what could it be doing for me now? Like what could I be telling myself about it? Like the whole infidelity story. Well, I could be telling myself that the reason why, if I'm going to be thinking about it, that it's taught me that I don't cheat on myself. Like I won't say things to myself that I wouldn't be willing to proudly say out loud. Just like when somebody's cheating on their wife, they're probably not going to say like, oh, by the way, I'm so proud. Guess what I did today? You know?
Yes.
So if you wouldn't say it out loud, they're like, I don't cheat on myself with words that I'm not willing to say out loud. Like that's what that experience taught me. It taught me that I don't hide from me, that I'm worth the relationship that I'm building. Like that's what it really taught me, the importance of being my best friend, that kind of thing. Like allow that, because then what will happen is when you start bringing the past, you'll have a new thing to tell yourself about it, rather than just questioning and, you know, whatever you're doing with it.
Okay.
One of the other things you can do too that's real helpful with the past, guys, is a lot of times allowing your, like when you do the thing is like, this is all the things I think it's doing to me now, then taking it to the next step and saying, is it worth this? Is it worth risking my future to keep thinking these things? Because if your future isn't worth risking, then it will kind of snap you into some reality on like, holy shit, like I really have to do a much better job of just managing my mind around that.